97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, a lot to talk about here. Big night at the ballpark. Frank Cusimano, let's start with Mizzou and KU, Lawrence, Kansas. I don't know if you saw this ridiculous video that KU football put out making references to slavery. It's embarrassing as hell, and it doesn't belong in any conversation about a football game. And I already wanted to kick their ass by four touchdowns, and I hope they do. But candidly, I'm nervous about this game, Frank. I don't know where Frank is. There we go. Sorry about that.
I can understand how you feel, but I got to tell you something. I actually went back and watched a little of that Kansas-Long Island game, and there's just a difference in the size of players for Mizzou and the size of players for Kansas. Now, could they be coached up and be fired up with the new facility and everything? Maybe, but look, you're recruiting SEC athletes. You're recruiting a better athlete. You're paying them more. They have more stars by their names, and I think they're going to be coached up just fine. So I'm not that concerned, and I just can't wait to see what Jamal Roberts is going to do running behind Caden Green, one of the best offensive tackles in college football.
Yeah, so he's back in the lineup tonight. Look, the line, a lot of money is going in on KU. I think I've even heard 4.5 points this afternoon. Maybe that's why I'm just a little nervous. But it's a rivalry game. It's early in the season. We saw a great first half with Austin Simmons. He didn't play in the second half, so you have question marks there. But they got to get that run game going tonight, don't they?
Yeah, and keep in mind, the last time Jamal Roberts played against the Kansas Jayhawks, 143 yards, including a 63-yarder to clinch it. I think he is really fired up. I mean, this may be one of his last games to be the featured back, and I think he'll play great tonight.
Well, let's talk about, you know, I'm actually going to sacrifice at least half of that game tonight to be at the ballpark tonight for the World Series commemoration from 2006. The ceremonies get underway not too long from now. It's going to be a fun weekend at Busch Stadium, and it's the last homestand of the year already, the start of the last homestand, Frank.
Yeah, and the attendance is going to be insane. I just talked to Joe Strom. Over 30,000 tonight, 41,000 Saturday, 35,000 Sunday. I spent the morning at the Lowe's Hotel talking with about 15 members of the 2006 World Championship team. You know, everybody's there. In fact, Mark, quick little story. Wainwright told it that I asked him about the most famous pitch maybe in Cardinal history, the curveball to strike out Carlos Beltran in Game 7. And he said right before that game, Yadier Molina and Dave Duncan and he were discussing that a lot of times Wainwright had gotten Beltran in 0-2 situations and then just started to throw balls and tried to make him chase. They said before the game, if we're 0-2, we are throwing him a strike. And Wainwright said, we got to 0-2, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I can't throw him a strike. And then he said, well, I got to go back to my pregame and listen to Dave and Yadi. He threw him a strike, and the Cardinals win the pennant.
That is amazing. That's going to be – and then tomorrow, obviously, is going to be awesome with the Hall of Fame day. And then we can't forget about the squishies because my daughter's all about the squishies on Sunday, Frank. So lots of promotions, lots of fun for the fans. Hopefully, we'll see a little Jordan Walker in some offense and some of these new guys. I mean, half the guys up on that lineup tonight, people might not even know who they are.
You're right. And I think a guy like Jordan Walker with all these great Cardinals of the past in town watching him, you know, he's involved in a little slump right now. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of these youngsters really show out tonight and show the 2006 world champions that we're pretty good too.
Frank, I want to throw it back and, you know, in honor of the 25th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. You know, it was only a handful of days after that Jack Buck had his very famous poem and speech at the ballpark. Were you at the ballpark for that? If so, what do you remember? What do you remember just about St. Louis sports and the fans during that time immediately following the attacks?
Well, we just shut down our sports department at Channel 5. In fact, it was one of the reasons why Mike Bush decided to move from sports to news, because he wanted to be involved in bigger stories. All I can remember is Bill Reeve was having that big BMW championship at the time, and we're on the range. And we got the news, and I distinctly remember in that circle drive at Belrive, Tiger Woods getting into a black Buick Enclave, and he drove straight to Orlando after that. And it was, you know, it was supposed to be a huge event here in St. Louis, and all the golfers just leaving right in front of our faces, and then the world changed.
What's coming up on the show on Sunday night, Frank?
We sit down with one of the most fascinating figures in Cardinal history, Scott Spezio. He came in studio, and nobody has been through more than drug addiction, the alcohol addiction, the problems with the police, and now look who's standing and look who's motivating people and look who's got a great life. So it's his inspiring story.
Have fun at the ballpark this weekend. Enjoy the show on Sunday. We'll talk Monday afternoon, hopefully about a bunch of victories and about a fun thing. By the way, one thing I should close on, because the prohibitive, perhaps Super Bowl favorites, the LA Rams, looked like they might not even make the playoffs last night. That was horrible for the Rams. I mean, the 49ers defense looked incredible.
It was the best 3 hours of my week. I enjoyed the heck out of it.
All right. Yeah, I think a lot of people in St. Louis did. Frank, take care. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
All right. You know what? By the way, here's what I didn't enjoy. Sue loves it when we talk about fantasy football. Davante Adams didn't do jack last night. It was almost like Matt Stafford didn't want to throw to him. Did you watch that game?
I did.
Why
I did.
In the world were the personnel that he was? I was so confused.
So here's my very quick breakdown of this. You know all of the hoopla that went into how the Rams got to Australia, correct?
Meaning they took a different path than the 49ers.
The Rams got there yesterday.
Right.
Basically.
No, I knew that.
And
they had
been sending coaches, personnel for 2 years, monitoring their body rhythms, their sleep, to try and figure out if this was the best way. They were sold that this was the best way for, I guess, getting on the clock rhythm and everything, for them to get there pretty much right before. That did not work for them.
No, it did not work at all. They looked awful.
They looked horrible.
I mean, Aaron Donald didn't make the trip, but it was ugly football for the Rams.
Get more at 971talk.com.